From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pro-government forces in Libya say they have taken control of the Islamic State's headquarters in the city of Sirte. The statement was issued by forces loyal to Libya's government of national accord. The U.S. has been carrying out airstrikes aimed at pushing IS out of Sirte. Russia's defense ministry says it will stop firing around the Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours each day so humanitarian aid can be delivered to the city. Russia made the announcement Wednesday, saying the humanitarian windows would run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. local time starting the following day. The ceasefire is to include aviation and artillery strikes. The top commander for the coalition fighting Islamic State says the terrorist group's foreign fighter stronghold in Syria likely will be in complete control of the Syrian Democratic Forces in a week to weeks. U.S. General Sean McFarland told reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference from Baghdad that enemy resistance shrinks daily in Manbij.
And we've heard concern from some quarters that the military campaign is moving too fast. Well, from my perspective, that is not a bad problem to have.
U.S. General Sean McFarland. Russian President Vladimir Putin is accusing Ukraine of choosing terrorism over peace. Those comments came Wednesday following reports of foiled attacks in Crimea that Mr. Putin says were orchestrated by Ukrainian military and intelligence forces. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko rejected Putin's claims, calling them equally cynical and insane. This is VOA News. Wednesday marks the fifth day of the 2016 Rio Olympics. With medal rounds in several high-profile sports, it could prove to be an eventful one. Team USA is poised to lead in swimming events Wednesday, with at least six athletes competing in medal rounds. Brazil needs to win or face elimination when its men's football team takes on Denmark Wednesday night. Here's the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. Democrat Hillary Clinton campaigned Wednesday in Iowa, where she stressed her commitment to helping small businesses. Her Republican opponent, Donald Trump, spoke to coal industry officials and other business leaders in Virginia. Trump's recent controversial remarks continue to trouble Republican voters. A new Ipsos Reuters public opinion poll indicates as many as one-fifth of Republican voters want Trump to drop out of the race. Meanwhile, the Clinton campaign is launching a new effort called Together for America to try to get Republicans to cross party lines and vote for the Democratic candidate. The United States is painting a bleak portrait of religious freedom around the world, particularly condemning some Islamic societies that have adopted laws that harshly penalize blasphemy and apostasy. The State Department's Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, David Saperstein, said the very nature of those laws punish people for expressing their core beliefs.
So this is a serious problem because often these have death penalties that are attached to them or very severe punishments, and we see this in countries all across the globe.
The report said that in Pakistan, 40 people remain on death row for blasphemy, many of them from religious minority groups. The U.S. Department of Justice says the police department in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, violated the Constitution and federal anti-discrimination laws by systematically engaging in what it called a pattern of illegal stops, searches, arrests, and use of excessive force against blacks. Baltimore Police Department Commissioner Kevin Davis said the report is not an indictment of all Baltimore police officers.
This report is not an indictment on every man and woman that has the privilege of wearing this uniform, this patch, and this badge. This report is, however, an indictment of those bad behaviors by a relatively small number of police officers over many, many years.
Kevin Davis. A new batch of U.S. State Department emails from Hillary Clinton's earliest days as Secretary of State in 2009 shows close connections between the country's top diplomatic agency and the Clinton Foundation, an organization that she founded with her husband, former President Bill Clinton. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.